Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, Deputy Editor at TXF. If you'd like to find out more about our stories or our events, then please head on over to our website and you can take it from there. First up in the project and export finance space, on the essentials news front, financing for Pertamina EP Sepu's Tinggu Biru gas field unitization project in Indonesia is targeted to sign before the end of Q2 2019. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, Belgravia has received 5 bids for its Sofia Airport concession. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has announced the creation of an online register to support the state's offshore wind solicitations and provide access to local industry-reviewed suppliers. Virgin Trains USA, formerly known as Brightline, has been granted approval by the Florida Development Finance Corp to raise a further $950 million in private activity bonds to fund the second phase of its intercity rail project. Over in the commodity finance space, on our essentials news offering, Perseus Mining has taken the corporate debt route to fund its Yarrow gold mine project. On our third-party news tracker service in the commodity world, the Mining Association of British Columbia has appointed Michael Goering as president and CEO, and Newmont Mining shareholders have approved the company's $10 billion takeover of Goldcorp, which is set to create the world's biggest gold producer with assets across the Americas, Africa, and Australia. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, Cloud Treasury and Finance Solutions Group, Kyriba, has closed a $160 million growth investment round led by Bridgepoint. And SmartStream Technologies, the financial transaction lifecycle management solution provider, has appointed Nadine Shamin to lead cash and liquidity management solutions globally. That's all for now, folks. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.